Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, where Elise Kephart is going to show us how to use video email like a boss. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today, and today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency best known for our amazing SEO, our incredible customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new award-winning responsive website platform called Chameleon. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And we have an awesome show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Elise Kephart as our presenter today. Elise Kephart is the founder of the Elise Kephart Experience, a company focused on helping dealerships strengthen their process, sales teams, and lead handling, utilizing tactics with an emphasis on improving phone skills and utilizing video email. An international sales and marketing phenomenon in the auto industry, Elise is nationally recognized as the YouTube Diva for her persuasive personalized video greetings. Since 2007, she's sold countless vehicles to clients by creating a strong bond with her customers through the power of unique video messaging. Among her high-volume sales, she has also earned top-performing CSI. With her unique approach to videos, her phone skills, and sales background, Elise has visited dealerships across the country, teaching her one-of-a-kind method. Her approach has been praised by the likes of Ziegler, Cardone, and Bradley, and she's been published in magazines both in the U.S. and Canada. Elise has presented at seminars including Ziegler's IBP, Driving Sales, Executive Summit, Digital Dealer, and the General Motors 2015 Compass Tour, and she can be reached at elisekephartexperience@gmail.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friend, Elise Kephart, is going to be giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win, whew, I'm sweating just saying this, one free hour of private coaching session with Elise Kephart. What? This prize is valued at $250, but trust me, this prize is priceless. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned. You could be the one winning this amazing prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to receive a short survey. So fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. We want to hear what you have to say, so let your voice be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation. So please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Elise at, you guessed it, the YouTube Diva. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. Now let's get started. Let's hear from Elise Kephart as she shows us how to use video email like a boss. Elise Kephart, it's so nice. I always love having you on the show. Yeah, how are you, my friend?
Elise? I'm doing really well. Doing really well. Thank you again for having me. Yes.
Oh, we didn't hear you for a second. I think there's a really big lag time between when you talk and when we can actually hear it, but it's okay. I'm sure it's going to get better. We have a lot to get to. We don't have a lot of time, so take it away, my friend.
All right, perfect. So today I'm going to be talking about how to utilize video email in your process. And most people on this webinar are automotive, but I will tell you that what I'm going to really dive into is something that you can utilize really for any business, despite not being in retail automotive, the last couple years, I still utilize these best practices with my business now and when I'm communicating with dealer partners and so forth. So that being said, today's objectives, we're going to be talking about why we should actually use video email, what the benefits of it are. I'm going to be talking about the tools that I use, the actual physical tools from camera equipment, tripod equipment, smartphone, my smartphone recommendations, as well as applications, both on your smartphone device as applications that you can have on your computer as well for editing and so forth. I'm going to be talking about that. A common question that I get when I when people ask me about video emails, how much time does it take? And I can't get my guys to do that, or you know, nobody in my store really can pick it up and do it in an efficient manner. So a lot of times they drop the whole video email thing because of the quote-unquote time that it's going to involve. So I'm going to talk about some huge time savers and efficiency tips on how to use video email, and then also how to integrate it within your CRM that you have at your dealership. That's a huge thing for us as an industry. And then we're going to be talking about, dealership culture is video email for everybody, and getting everybody on board from the top down, regardless of if you're, fairly new in the car industry, you're tech savvy, or you're quote-unquote, one of the old car guys who've been in the industry for a while. How do you get everybody on board to utilize video email? So why use video email? I'm just going to show you this, and I've showed this in a previous presentation before. This is a response that I actually got from a customer. And for those of you that don't know my background, I worked at a Honda store in my hometown for about 5 years. This was back in 2009 when I started utilizing video email. This particular email response was when the new Honda Odyssey changed over body style in 2011. And if any of you guys on this webinar today have ever handled internet leads, and if you've gotten internet leads, from Darth Vader or Mickey Mouse or Kobe Bryant, or it happens. It's a fake name. There's no phone number, and there's only an email. Well, this was one of those examples where I didn't have a phone number for the lead, but I made him a video email, and this was his response to me. He said, "Hey, Elise, I'm really excited to see that you're actually a real human being. Bert Koshahair is my real name. Toby is my dog's name. We live up in Atascadero. We're looking for a Honda Odyssey to fulfill our paternal destiny and get a minivan." And I show this example because in one quick email response from the customer, this really sums it up. This was one of those leads that, from the typical consumer mindset, he had a perspective of who was on the other end of the computer. You think car buying, car dealership, and a lot of people have a fear factor of us as a whole. So what the video did that I sent him, what it did was it dropped the barrier. It dropped that trust that typically was why a customer doesn't want to give their name or phone number. And now he opens up quite a bit here, and he not only tells me his real name, but he actually shares some pretty personal information, as far as the third child on the way and so forth. So this basically is what video email is designed to do, in the sense that it's creating a an experience ultimately for the customer, so that hopefully that fear factor of, oh, I got to deal with a car salesperson, or I have to buy a car, hopefully that eases the pain for them a little bit. And then I want to touch base on, time. We're going to be talking about, again, tools and everything later on for video email, but when you think about it, I'm a pretty fast typer. But if you, with the tools that you have available now with a webcam or a smartphone, just by the hit of a button, you turn your camera on, a lot of times you can project what you want to say quicker than even texting it or typing it. So when you think about, okay, how long is it going to take for me to type out an email versus turning on a webcam and, projecting a 20-second video or a 15-second video with what I want to say? That's a lot more powerful, and like I said, you're not spending the time to type out your words, but actually verbally saying them on camera. And then with video email, when the customer reads it or opens it essentially and plays it, all the things that make salespeople so good typically, what they do is body language. And so on video now, you have that availability essentially to improve your message that you're trying to get across, because it's completely visual. The customer now can see who you are. They can hear you, so they can hear your voice. You can utilize body language, hand gestures. If you're in front of a car that maybe they've inquired about, they obviously can visually see the car. So with video, it's so much more powerful than just typical words on a screen. It's amazing to me that, again, in 2016, there's not a lot of people really taking advantage of the things that you can do with video. And then with video, too, let me go. My slides are kind of freezing up here.
Yeah, they are.
This is just one of those. Okay.
There we go.
With video as well, I'm going to be talking about some best practices and everything, and the thing about video, when I talk about it, you know, I don't expect you to mirror what I say and mirror what I do and duplicate what I do to a T to exactly. Because what makes video unique is the sense that it's showing your personality as an individual. You know, if you try and duplicate, you know, duplicate everything, you know, if I say something and duplicate it to a T and it's not natural for you, then that comes off in video. You know, just like with anything in our business, when you're learning word tracks and so forth like that, you have to make sure that you make it, you know, it's important to follow process, but you have to make sure that you don't lose the one thing that makes you different, which is your own individual personality. You know, that's essentially what people are buying, you know, through video. So when you make these videos and so forth, I always, you know, kept in mind when I made these that, look, especially now, 2016, I mean, things have changed, evolved so much even over the course of 7 years. But if especially on a new car, you know, there's so many blogs and message boards in our industry about, you know, talking about price and transparency and where that's going with, you know, with the way people buy cars. Well, look, let's just assume that all cars you can pretty much buy anywhere now and all pricing is fairly relatively the same. You know, aside from price, you have to ask yourself, who is the customer going to give their business to? And not only do you have to be confident in that answer, but, you know, you have to be able to portray that, again, in video. And so, again, utilizing video allows you to be unique, for you to kind of have the upper edge, for you to stand out. And for a customer, you know, if all pricing is the same, they're going to almost feel like they're going to feel somewhat of a relationship with you, or they're going to at least at minimum say, hey, you know what, this guy or gal, you know, did something that the guy next door didn't do for me. And even though it just seems so simple, it's a way for you to set yourself apart from your competition. So I think, you know, I could probably talk for hours and hours about why video email is important. But again, if you know my story and my history, I mean, that ultimately is what something that I started doing very, you know, fairly early on in 2009 when I first started selling cars in the internet department. And if, like I said, even, you know, 6-7 years later, a lot of people still aren't utilizing it. And, you know, it brought me success when I sold cars. And like I said, even now with what I do when I'm communicating with people, I still use video email, and it's a huge factor for me. So here are some top tools. And Eliana, I believe, attached a special PDF document for you guys. This is going to be a snippet of the Elise Kephart Experience training manual that will be coming out soon. It's going to be about 100-plus pages. This is just a snippet, basically, of some tools that you, like a checklist, essentially, some recommended tools that I use and that I found efficient when making video email. So there's a couple different ways that you can actually record video email. And I'm going to go back to my slide here because it's freezing up on me. Audio still okay, Eliana?
Audio is great. And audience, if you want to download that PDF that Elise was just talking about, check out the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. There you're going to see two handouts. One is the PDF of Elise's slide deck today, and you'll also see that other PDF of the video emailing like a boss handout. It's all the tools that Elise recommends. Elise?
So there's various ways to shoot video email. If you want a little bit more of a polished look, okay, so not super professional, but a little bit, you know, higher definition, more capability with a little bit better audio sound and more of a professional look, so to speak. The digital SLR that I use is a Canon T6i. For just quick instant videos though, you know, an HD webcam. I use Apple products, so the webcam that actually just comes standard on. I have a MacBook Air and I have an iMac at home. I just utilize that webcam. It just turns on. That's the webcam that I'm using today on this webinar, so it's fairly clear. If you have an older computer, you can buy obviously the attachment for the webcam, but I recommend making sure that it's an HD, so it's a little bit more clear than some of the webcams that were made, you know, 5 years ago or 3 years ago. And then for a smartphone, you really can utilize any smartphone with a camera. I have the iPhone 6 Plus. Again, I know the Android product or the Samsung product does even have better cameras than the iPhone, but These are the three types of cameras, essentially, that I use when making video email. And then accessories, if you're going to be utilizing your smartphone, you can get what's called a selfie stick, and you can Google that or put it into Amazon, and there's thousands of choices. The selfie stick essentially is where you put your smartphone, you attach it to a stick essentially, and it allows you to shoot yourself, shoot video of yourself basically in a fairly stable manner. And then of course a tripod as well. The tripod would work for the digital SLR attachment, or you can get a tripod for your smartphone as well. Set it up. You can even get a mini tripod and set it up on your desk. Now, again, going back to the digital SLR, that's what DSLR stands, DSLR is. There's different lenses and everything. Some of the videos that I've posted before and that I've done at dealerships are a little bit more polished, and there's a term called bokeh effect. And bokeh effect is where, again, this is if you're looking for a little bit more polished videos, it's where it's going to blur out that background so you have your subject. Maybe it's you talking in front of a car or you talking in front of your office. Bokeh effect is where the background is going to be, fairly out of focus or fairly blurred out. And to do that, you can utilize a couple lenses. They're lenses that you have to buy in addition to the camera, but it's a 50mm 1.8 lens and then a 24mm 2.8. Again, those aren't necessary, but again, I really like them if I'm making a video that I want to be a little bit more polished than just a quick instant video. And then audio is something you want to take advantage of as well. If you're doing it from a digital SLR, I recommend the Rode brand. So you can also find that on the Rode website. I think they're RODE.com, or you can find these on Amazon as well. Pretty affordable. And it's an attachment, again, that helps you with your audio so that, especially if you're filming at a dealership and there's other people talking around you or, the pager in the background is going off, it kind of takes out the external noise and focuses strictly on the message being across from whoever's filming it. Also, it if you're shooting outside and there's any type of car noise or freeway noise, it takes that out. It blurs that out pretty well as well. So that's, again, digital SLR. That's if you're looking to go a little bit more professional, a little bit more polished. If you're just going to be using a smartphone, then again, a smartphone or a webcam. On a webcam, you can see here on the webcam today, I just have a headphone jack with a basic microphone, and the audio picks up pretty well from that. Now, some editing software. Probably for the last 5 years or so, I've used Apple product, so Macintosh product, and some video editing tools that I use when I'm actually using my desktop or laptop, so to speak, are ScreenFlow and iMovie. ScreenFlow was actually recommended to me by my good friend Robert, Mr. Wiseman, and it's $99 with Apple, but it allows you to screen video capture your actual computer screen and have your webcam on at the same time, as well as if you ever need to video capture anything on your actual iPhone, because it's on your iPhone, then it can video capture anything on your iPhone as well. So what I mean by video capture is the customer is seeing what you're doing on. It's basically a recording of your computer screen and a recording of your iPhone as well, so they can see where you're clicking, and how you're how you're using your smartphone device. PC, Windows Movie Maker comes standard pretty much on all the PC laptops. And then I forgot to put it in here, but you want to write this down. For PC, the comparable software that Mac calls ScreenFlow PC, there's a program called Snagit. All one word. It's in that PDF that you should download. Snagit is S-N-A-G-I-T. So those are some computer applications. Now, I know we're going into this is a lot of information. This is, again, it's kind of just the tools that I utilize, the best things that I have found useful. Again, and I'm kind of going through the two different type of users, whether you use Android or iPhone, or whether you use PC or Macintosh. And then going to your actual smartphone applications, both of these applications are free. So if you're an Apple user and you have an iPhone, there's an application called Replay. What this is going to allow you to do is when you're recording a video on your smartphone, it's just an easy application to lay over any type of text or do any type of filters. So what I mean by filters is if you're familiar with Instagram, for example, a filter is where it kind of makes your video like either black and white or, you know, maybe a pink tone to it or a sepia tone or something of that nature.
Oh, you mean so it puts those cool filters on it? Can you have like stars shooting from your head and
It's templates where with filters and transitions and you can modify any type of text in there. So it's really, really easy to use because again we're talking about time efficiency here. And so in the old days, but when I first started using video and smartphones didn't allow this, you know, you had to put the SD card in your laptop and then I only use Windows Movie Maker. You know, you can do so much of this on your smartphone now. So Replay, if you are an iPhone user, if you're an Android user, Viva Video does very similar things, again, with filters, transitions, and any type of text that you want to lay over on your video. So those are, let me skip to the next slide here.
And I was wondering, you just let me know when you want me to ask the audience our poll question, because I know.
Did we skip past that? I think I have it coming up right after this.
Oh, wonderful.
So, we have a poll question. So, applications for sending video email with your CRM. So, most of you guys on here probably work at a dealership or within a dealership and you have some type of CRM program. Regardless of whatever it is, pretty much every CRM that I have utilized, and of course, you know, we know the main ones, DealerSocket, VinSolutions, eLeads. I don't do favorites necessarily for any of them, but I know those are the most popular. Anything basically, if you have a CRM that allows basic hyperlinking and just basic tools to write your emails, then you should be able to integrate a software tool called BombBomb. So, yes, it's kind of a crazy name. BombBomb is actually something that I discovered recently this last year. And, there's a lot of other – and what's unique about them that I actually liked is they're not an automotive-focused company. They actually – I don't remember how I found them. I think I was online one night just Googling video email stuff, you know, like the nerd that I am, and came across this company. And when I started to see what they do, you know, they're really actually focused a lot for real estate agents and things of, you know, other businesses. But I actually became partnered with them to where I recommended their tool so much, basically, that now I kind of, if anybody wants to, utilize the BombBomb tool, then I help them get set up with it. So I'm going to show you how to kind of integrate BombBomb within your CRM, but the difference between something like that and YouTube. Now, you all know, YouTube Diva, I used YouTube for years and years and years, and YouTube is obviously the benefit to it is that it's free, but all the videos essentially on YouTube, first off, there's other videos that could pop up after the fact or on the sidebar based off of video search engine optimization, and then on top of that, it shows things like the upload dates on those videos. And so it's you don't really have control of other things that the customer might see when you upload a video to YouTube. So I like to utilize YouTube for the integration really with Google now for things that I want to gain, certain video search engine optimization for, like maybe walk around or comparison videos, how-to videos, and so forth. But personalized video emails I host on, again, a platform called BombBomb that I'm going to discuss a little bit later. I think we missed the poll question. It actually might have been up here. Yeah, it was up here. Yeah. So let's ask our poll question. That meant should have started that earlier. I apologize.
That's okay. Take yourself a drink of water while I ask this poll question. Audience, we only have the one poll question today, and here it is. We just want to know, how are you currently using video email? So please select one of the following answers. It's got to be at least one of these, right? We use a video hosting tool to integrate it with our CRM. We use YouTube because free, right? Most use smartphones or webcams, but we don't like them. And I never even tried video email because I'm shy on camera. Well, that can't be true. Not if you're in sales, right? Okay, so how are you currently using video email? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. Well, I'm going to thank you in advance for your answers right now, audience. I see a lot of the answers are coming in now. And Elise, I don't know what you're expecting from these answers, but I think you're going to be quite surprised when you see what the audience today has voted, all right? Also, I wanted to point out something that was kind of humorous and kind of scary. Christine wrote in when you had showed that really wonderful response that that guy wrote in that said, oh, Toby's actually the dog, you know, mm-hmm. and we're looking for a minivan, right?
Yeah.
So Christine wrote in, here's a an actual reply I got to an email. And she said, this is an automated reply due to the fact that we're all in the toilet now. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that was the actual. They actually admitted that it was an automated.
Wait, what?
She said she sent a request to somebody. She didn't say it was a dealership, but her automated reply.
Oh.
She got an automated reply. She said, this is an automated reply due to the fact that we're all in the toilet right now. That came from Christine.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if I go that way.
Automation, I'm not a fan of automation, so to speak. I'm okay with templates, and I'll kind of talk about the difference later, but automation, that's that's an interesting reply back, I guess.
Thanks for sharing, Christine. Okay, I'll tell you what. Now we have almost everyone voting. Audience, thank you so much. Great job on answering this question. So now we're going to share the results. Are you ready for this, Elise?
Yeah.
Okay.
26%
of today's audience, more than a quarter, said that they use video hosting tool to integrate it with their CRM. The majority, 36%, say that they use YouTube because, hey, it's free. 22% of today's audience said that while a lot of people use their smartphones or their webcams, but, you know, we don't like to use it, but that's what we're using right now. And 16% of today's audience said they've never even tried video email. They're shy on camera. Elise, what do you think?
Yeah,
it's pretty evenly split, though, when you look at it.
It's pretty evenly split. Yeah, pretty evenly split. You know, I can definitely say in times that I've asked before, that never tried video before, that used to be a much higher number. So I'm glad to see, you know, as an industry, everybody's kind of open to new ideas, you know, and utilizing it. But then obviously the top preference, if I were to answer this question, would be finding a video hosting tool, again, to integrate it with your CRM.
Right.
It's all within that customer file. It's all trackable and so forth. So very interesting results there, kind of spread out. And then, you know, the majority of you, though, essentially the majority of you who answered this still, you know, utilize YouTube because it's free. So that being said, let me go ahead and go over to this. So with YouTube, real quick, let me exit out of here and kind of show you some differences. So when you go to YouTube, and you're all probably very, very familiar with this, if I look at, and I'm hoping my internet connection works okay, and it might not load properly because I didn't preload it, and my internet where I'm at isn't the strongest, but YouTube, okay, here we go. So YouTube, and Ben and Holly is obviously my daughter. Who watches that? But let's say that this video right here was a video that you uploaded or that you hyperlinked through your CRM, perhaps. This was a video that you were sending to a customer. So this is what a customer is going to see when they watch the video. They're going to see the video. They're going to see how many views. They're going to see the upload date. And then they're going to see any type of additional videos here on the side. Now, again, I did this. I utilized YouTube for a very, very long time. But that, unfortunately, is the downside to it. There's no way of making sure that, you know, all of this over here, I mean, a competitor could have a competing video over here. And then, you know, again, you can see how many people have viewed it. And then also, you are able to tell, you know, when the video essentially was uploaded versus, BombBomb essentially as a tool that you can integrate within your CRM. And I'm just going to show you an example here. So I have I'm just using an example. I'm in a DealerSocket CRM right now. But let's say that I just left a voicemail for a customer here, and I'm in DealerSocket and I want to send them a video email. This is the video email essentially that I can send out, and you can see how it looks. It's very clean. It's also responsive to mobile, so you can, you know, again, customize it with your dealership logo, the video that you make, any text that you want to put below there, any social media links, and you can send that off. And then when the customer gets it, and I believe I have my email here, I should be able to hopefully pull this up. So I just sent it through DealerSocket. And I'm going to let that load in. I sent it to myself, essentially. That might take a second to load up, so let me go here.
And while
so this is what the... Oh.
I was going to say, while she's doing that, audience, I know we already got in some really great questions from the audience. If you have questions for Elise about anything having to do with video email, get your questions in. I'm only going to take the first number of questions that come in, and then, you know, the questions that come in after are probably not going to get answered today. So please make sure you get your questions in when you can, and don't forget to download that PDF of the video email tools that might help you out on your trip to becoming a video email boss. Hey, is that video uploading now?
My email, I had this one pre-uploaded. Essentially what comes into the inbox is it looks just the way that I sent it. The customer clicks on it and you can see the difference. They're going to click on it and it's going to look like this. So it's very, very clean. There's no additional YouTube links on the side. You know, it's branded basically specifically to your dealership. You can hyperlink even like a text me or a visitor inventory website. And then again, they click the video here. I played this before. On that PDF, when you download it, there is a bit.ly URL. The audio is probably not going to come very good, but...
My name's Elise Kephart over here at...
But essentially, the video email pops up right here directly. And again, there's no additional videos on the side, and you're able to control, again, more so what the customer sees. So it's a much cleaner look than what YouTube... essentially utilizes, and that's one of the reasons that I use it. Now, as far as time savers, the reason that I have it, that I like this setup better, is because what I found when I was utilizing video, you know, I got to the point that I was so busy that I honestly, I'll raise my hand, if I didn't have the time to make an individual video email for every single customer, because the majority of my day was backed up with appointments. So what I did was I created buckets, essentially, buckets of pre-made video emails that I could send out. It would autofill the customer's name, autofill the car that they were interested in, but I made sure that I wanted these video emails to be as customized as possible so that when the customer did view it, right, I wasn't necessarily saying the customer's name, but I was guided, you know, I guided these buckets, these video emails around the time of day that I might have left a voicemail or, you know, the type of lead that it was or the type of car that it was. So what I mean by that is you can, and I'm going to show you an example here in DealerSocket, in a DealerSocket management tool here in just a moment, but you can make basically, here are 15 pre-made video topics that you can make. You build it within your CRM so that you don't even have to turn on your webcam every time, right, just depending upon where you are with the customer. You can just like any other template that you would send this to the customer. But it's, again, key importance here when you make these video emails, you want to give that feel, that look, and you want to have the body language and just everything about the video needs to be that you just made it for the customer. And that's why specifically, again, if you utilize a tool outside of YouTube where it doesn't show the upload date, right, it even gives more of that feel that you just made this for that customer versus, you know, wait, it was uploaded, you know, 6 months ago. So a couple examples, you can have a video, it's not going to say the customer's name, but you can have a video email that says, you know, hi, my name's Elise over here at ABC Motors. Just wanted to make this quick video for you to say thank you for meeting with me, really appreciate your time, and I just wanted to personally follow up. If there's anything that I can do or any additional questions that you have from our meeting today, you know, please let me know. My number is listed below in this email. Quick video email that you can, again, already have pre-done, pre-saved, dropped from your CRM. Another one, same kind of message, thank you for speaking with me on the phone. Any type of appointment reminder video. So, hey, it's Elise over here at ABC Motors. I just want to make you this quick video to thank you for scheduling your appointment with us. It is listed below in this email. Of course, if you are going to be running early or late, you know, go ahead and let me know, because I am going to make sure to have some really nice vehicles ready to show you. So an appointment reminder video. Anything, again, that expresses body language, that shows your face, I mean, you just figure, would you rather look at a plain text email or would you rather look at something, would you rather have a video email to watch? Now, when it comes to actually handling internet leads, this is where you really can break down those templated videos into good morning, good afternoon, good evening, thank you for your online request. The reason that I want to specify it by day, all the more little details to where when the customer watches it, if you just left a voicemail for that customer and it's morning time, you know, you can have a video email that's, again, pre-recorded, put on a template such as BombBomb to where you're not going to see the upload date, and it just says, hey, good morning, it's Elise over here at ABC Motors. Hey, I just left a voicemail for you, but I want to make you this quick video just to say thanks for your online request. I'm going to be the one helping you. I'm the other one on the other end of the computer and email here. I do have some great news for you. I had a couple questions as well. You know, ring me back when you have a moment. My number's listed below. I'll be sure to follow up with you later today as well. So you have that for each time of day. So, again, all the more belief there that when the customer watches it, you know, their assumption is that essentially you kind of just made it. And there's again, 15 ideas here. This is something that I did when I sold cars. If you get a lead after hours, you know, make a quick video email at your home office, so or in your home, right, that you can drop and send out or that can even auto go out at that point. And you can say, hey, you know, it's Elise. I work here at ABC Motors. I apologize. I'm out of the office right now, but I just wanted to make this quick video to, you know, be the first to tell you I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to work with you and to help you with your online request. I'm going to be in the office tomorrow at 8 o'clock. In which case, I'll give you a call, or if you have any immediate questions now, feel free to text me with the number below, and you know, I'll be able to respond to you right away. So something, again, that's, again, believable that you made the video email, but, you know, you're outside of your office, essentially. Video email saying, thank you for your business. A CSI reminder, I'm interested in your current vehicle. So if you have any type of equity mining tool like Auto Alert, Revenue Radar, any of them out there, then having a video email expressing interest in their current vehicle, service reminder, and then friends or family referral videos. So these are all things that you can make on an individual basis, yes, all the more powerful, but for, you know, to really assist those that don't want to be on, that maybe have a little bit more of a learning curve with video technology, build out these video templates once, put them within your CRM, and then just teach them how to drop and send them so that they're there. Again, I like to use these as backup, but they're there for basically everybody, regardless of how fast or slow you are on the computer. You build them out once, and then they can drop and send these. And then confirming. So a lot of people go, well, Elise, what about if it goes into spam, and, you know, I'm not really sure about this and that. Well, first off, here's the video that I just sent myself. And my alias, by the way, is Elise Chang.
But here's the video. I don't know if you should have told everyone that.
Here's the video that, here's what we sent myself from Dealer Socket. So this is exactly what a customer sees. Obviously, on a desktop version, mobile, it shows up the exact same. It's responsive to mobile or tablet. So again, a much cleaner look than just any type of regular hyperlink or YouTube link that you might do. And then when the customer clicks on it, then it takes them, again, just like I showed you, it takes them to this. So it's a much cleaner look than what most people are doing with YouTube, you know. The other option is they click on a link, and then it takes them to YouTube. It's going to look something like this. And they can get click happy over here. They can, you know, there can be a competitor's video. So this way, again, when they watch the video email, you're able to control, you know, what they're seeing and any other type of links that they might click on, such as to your website and so forth. So a much cleaner look than prior. And then as far as confirming, let me see if I have the Dealer Socket still open here. I don't know that I do, but build out a template. Oh, I do. So let's say I'm sending an email again.
I did have a question that came in from Dave Sharp, I mean, he sees you doing it in Dealer Socket, and he was wondering, can you use this approach in almost any CRM? Are there CRMs that you've worked with that it doesn't work in? Because
no,
he doesn't have Dealer Socket.
Yeah, I've used Vin Solutions. I've used eLeads. I've used iMagic Lab, or I think now they're as long as your CRM can write an email, then it should be able to. You should be able to. It should work. So as long as your CRM allows for email, which most of them do, then you should be able to utilize the BombBomb service to answer that question.
Okay.
Now,
reiterate.
So what I mean by that is some CRMs.
Go ahead. Finish your statement.
Go ahead. So what I was going to say is, you know, anytime you send a video email, though, what I always recommend as well is making sure that you send a confirmation email. It's plain text. There's no images, hyperlinks, anything in it. All that it says is, hey, Eliana, I just sent you a video email. Wanted to make sure that you received it. Okay, let me know if you need me to resend. You could build that as a template, too, so you don't have to type it out thousands of times over again. But that usually always will go through any type of spam filters. And then, again, if you build out these templates, especially for a lot of those old-school car guys, right, you get them to do the leg, you put it in there for them, then that's kind of the work about. That way, instead of them just using plain, boring, old, plain text email templates, they have a video. It's replacing it with essentially video responses. Go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
No, Rita had a follow-up question to that. Rita said, I use our webmail. Will it work with that?
Your webmail. I would have to check on it individually. If you didn't have a CRM, BombBomb works with Gmail and Outlook. So I would have to assume if you use webmail, it would do the same thing. So as long as it's, I don't know if webmail is integrated with your, webmail is basically like you're writing email. So if that's your CRM, you can utilize it. You can utilize the tool, just all the other benefits that a CRM has.
So Rita wrote back in and she says, our CRM doesn't work with email very well, and there's no place for videos.
Jeez. Yeah, so if you're using webmail as on how to write emails, then it should work. It's just you're going to make the video email through your webmail then and integrate it with BombBomb.
Gotcha. Rita, I hope it works for you. She wrote in, thanks. Okay, we do have a lot of great questions that came in from the audience, so we're looking forward to a great – oh, are we here? Are we here? Are we at the Q&A session?
Yeah, we're here, I told you it was a powerhouse 40 minutes real quick. So I have 12 minutes. 12 minutes for Q&A, so let's get started.
Okay, before we get started, now I want you to take a drink, relax for a minute, okay? Audience, great questions that came in. We're going to get to them in just a minute. If you haven't taken the opportunity yet to write in your question, do it now because we're going to power through these questions as fast as possible. We do have to let Elise go. And if you haven't yet downloaded the handouts, in the handout section, there's two handouts. One is the slide deck from today, and the second one is a PDF that shows all of the video email tools that Elise uses and recommends. So you're going to want to definitely download both of those before the webinar closes up. All right? So get to those. And before we go any further, it's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that Elise Kephart is giving away an awesome prize today. That's right. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a free one-hour private coaching session with the YouTube diva herself. That's right. This prize is valued at $250, but in my humble opinion, it's like priceless. Seriously, you're going to want this prize. All you have to do is answer a simple question about today's presentation. So I want you all to get ready. Get to your keyboards. First one to write in a correct response is going to be walking away with this very cool prize today. Elise, you can go to the next slide if you don't mind. Now, of course, vendors, you just heard what the prize is. We love having you here, but you know, this one's really for the dealership people, okay? So please sit this one out. Of course, we love having you here, but this prize is intended for dealership personnel only. All right, everyone, here we go. Good luck. I hope you guys are fast typers. This is not an easy question. I hope you guys are paying attention. Good luck. Elise, she spent a good amount of time today discussing 15 different video email ideas that you can have pre-rolled within your CRM. She wants you to name 5 of them. So name five of them. Write them down. They have to all be in the same answer, people. They all have to be in the same answer. Don't send me five different answers. There's no way I can keep track. Look at all the people that are writing in. I need five answers in one answer and then push submit.
Yeah.
All right.
My husband hates when I text and I have my mind's going like 500 miles an hour. And instead of just texting it all in one text, it's, you know, written into like 10 different lines. And he's like, why don't you just write that all in one text versus my phone blowing up, you know, every 2 seconds.
Hold on. Every sentence this person got it. This one has a long answer. Is referral one of them? Oh, yeah, referral.
Yep.
Oh, I think we have a winner. Blair Patterson. He wrote in, he or she, I don't know, is Blair a guy name or a girl name? Oops. Hey, Blair, that's a guy, right? Okay, CSI, yeah, Blair wrote in CSI, referral, appointment reminder, out of office, and good morning. That's 5 out of 15. Yeah. Blair Patterson, you are a winner today, my friend. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's it. It's official. I wrote down your name. Look at that. Blair, I need you to write on in. Congratulations.
All right, awesome.
Let me know what dealership you're from and contact information so we can get our good friend Elise Kephart in touch with you after the show. I know, Blair. Whoa.
My phone number.
Thank you, everyone, for playing along. Gosh, I wish we had more than one of these to give away, but we don't. We only have one. Blair Patterson, you're our winner today. Don't worry, everyone. I know you didn't win today, but you know what? We give away cool prizes every week, so come on back for another Dealer On webinar. And who knows? That could be the day. That could be your lucky day to win a really cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. I still don't know where Blair is from, but thank you, everyone, for playing along. Oh, here we go. Blair is from Larson Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Puyallup, Washington. I'm sure I got that
wrong. You're like, you're in like the area that I'm in right now. I'm up in Bellingham. I was just down in at Honda of Sumner, right in your area. So I'm in the Seattle area.
Oh wow. Blair?
Yeah.
Lucky guy you. Okay, Blair, thank you very much. Congratulations. Blair says, I know you were at Kirkland as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and David says Sean Rains is going to get me for messing up that city. Did I really mess it up that bad? No idea how to say it. Sorry I butchered your city. Okay, well, Blair, you're going to be hearing from Elise. Oh, I did? Sorry. And, all right, let's get to these questions. Hey.
All right, yes.
Thank you, Elise, for giving away such a cool prize. All right, first question comes in from Heather. Heather says, how can I get, this is a good question. How can I get our salespeople on board with recording video emails? A lot of them are very camera shy when it comes to recording content for our dealership, YouTube videos, yada, 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 despite telling them all of the benefits. Elise, how would you twist their arm into getting them to do some video email content?
It's natural to have that feeling. I even, as many video emails that I've done, I still get nervous sometimes and mess up on camera. So it's completely natural.
No, you don't.
Yeah, for sure. I've been in the trenches this last week, and there's times where I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to say that, and I have to redo my video. It's totally natural. So to expect it to be, and I wouldn't focus, you know, I guess it's just training, coaching, and repetition when it comes to you know, utilizing video, but understanding too that being nervous and not feeling comfortable, you know, that gets easier with time, but I can honestly say it never really goes away. You know, more so it's just, you know, you have to basically make two decisions here. Am I going to, you know, utilize this as uncomfortable as it may be? Well, we all know that the successful, you know, have to get a little uncomfortable sometimes. And so, you know, despite seeing the benefits of it as far as just getting everybody to be on board with it. A lot of times they aren't on board with it maybe because they don't know how to utilize the tool itself, or it's a confidence thing. But all that, just like anything in our business, you know, when things such as, you know, a skill set when talking on the phone, or a skill set when you're giving your walk around or negotiating with a customer. All those things just come after repetition, and making sure that, you know, from a, if you're a manager, that you're holding your people accountable to do, you know, to utilize that in place. So the most successful dealers that I have found have basically built it into their process. And just like a dress code would be, you know, it's essentially kind of non-negotiable in their process. And if, you know, somebody doesn't want to do it, or, you know, and even like I said, even just from the templated ones, if they don't want to do it, then there's other, you know, there's other places that they can work essentially to not utilize the tool. So that's my biggest thing. I mean, accountability and just making sure that if they're uncomfortable with it, that's normal. But just practicing it and helping them at minimum, you know, get those templates built into the CRM, the
yeah.
tools.
And Heather, I just want you to know, some people also chimed in. Steve wrote in, the best way to twist their arm is to twist their arm. He put that all in caps. And Susan said practice. And Steve also wrote in, tell them to get on board or get off the boat. My goodness. So they want you to strong arm them, okay? Follow-up question did come in from Ben. Ben said, well, how do you get your manager on board with it?
Managers, same thing. I mean, the managers, if, you know, so managers essentially in a perfect world should really set the example for their sales team. And so it's, you know, if you expect your sales team to do it or your internet sales team, then as a manager, you should have that mindset of, I don't expect you to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. So if, you know, as far as if you're an individual sales rep, let's say that's on this webinar, or you're an individual internet sales rep or whatever the case may be, and your management's not on board with it, I'm sure they're fine with you being on board with it and utilizing all the tools that I kind of went through the webinar today. You can buy those at your own expense. You can write them off as, you know, on your taxes. And then BombBomb is a service that, you know, with my partnership with them, it's only $45 a month. So as an individual, you know, that's something that you can utilize on an individual basis, or, you know, get your dealership to, you know, to pay for every month. But $45 a month is affordable both on an individual or a, you know, a mass from a dealership level or individual basis.
Right, right, right. Okay, let's get to some more of these questions real fast. Christy wrote in, we currently use Covideo, and she wasn't the only one who asked about it. She says, it sounds like it may be the same as BombBomb. Are you familiar with Covideo? Do you like it? Do you feel it's as good?
I am familiar with Covideo. It does have very similar things. I prefer BombBomb just for more flexibility with some of the layouts and everything that you can do with it. And then also cost comparison wise, and compare, like I said, you know, I'm sorry, $49 a month in comparison to, I believe Covideo can even get up in the upper thousands. There's obviously a big difference there. So, you know, there's a lot of them out there, but I've, you know, I'm kind of set on BombBomb, and I like it, like I said, because just more flexibility with some of the things that you can actually do for layouts and so forth.
I like it. Okay, so Nathan, Amy, Christy, I hope I answered your question. And then Heather had a follow-up question. She says, BombBomb looks amazing. Do you have any suggestions for any free or cheaper similar programs for dealerships on a budget?
Well, I know that if you message me, I can get you set up on a free trial for BombBomb. But I mean, for $49 a month, that's probably less than a cell phone bill, and especially for a dealership, $49 a month for the entire store. Again, that's, I don't know any other tool really for
you know, I feel like if it helps you get one extra car sale a month, it more than pays for itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
right.
Thank you for the question.
$49 a month. Yeah. But as far as free, I mean, the other option as far as free would be just you know, using YouTube, but we talked about the downsides to that, unfortunately. So YouTube's free, but there's some downsides to that with upload date and so forth. So
Okay, next question comes to you from Kimberly. I hope I'm understanding this question right, but here's what she said. If you have several BDRs, is it possible to have that BDR's email loaded in the email that goes out to the customer, or is it the same video for each email? Hope that makes sense. So if you have several BDRs, are you saying there should be one video that talks for all the BDRs?
No, each individual should have it, because they're, even though they're a BDR and they're only setting appointments, they're the initial face, the initial first contact to the consumer. And the whole purpose of it is to, so the consumer knows who's on the other end, who's trying to call them on the phone, who they're speaking with, who's going to be helping them to schedule the appointment. I've utilized video email both from a from an appointment setting standpoint only and from a full cradle to the grave process. So the video emails templates, essentially those 15 that I went over, should be done per representative for BDR.
And okay.
Built into the CRM.
All right. Thank you. Great question, Kimberly. Okay, next one comes from Susan. Great question, Susan. And lucky for you, Elise is also kind of an expert on texting as well. She says, suggestions sending video through text with current laws. Elise?
So on the laws, you have to have opt-in. I mean, I know Dealer Stock Event Solutions allow for you to send an opt-in to the customer. If they accept it, then you obviously can text with them. And then a website on there called bit.ly. It's also on the PDF. If you can text them, then you can basically, with BombBomb, you can take the video email that you sent them, hyperlink it, transfer it to a bit.ly link so it looks a little bit more readable, such as, you know, bit.ly/, you know, video email for Eliana. And send that via text. She clicks on it, and you know, it's gonna show your video email through their text. So, but with regulations on board, I mean, it's just not you do want to have that opt-in to text a customer.
Gotcha.
You
okay.
Do it through your CRM.
And last question is kind of more like a clarification. David wrote in, so in order to get the $49 per month, you have to go through Elise. And Ben said, does $49 a month cover the whole crew? Did I hear that right? And somebody else said,
yes.
It was $300 a month for three users.
You can. I mean, I have. You can do it for the entire store, $49 a month.
Excellent. And our winner today, Blair Patterson, wants to know if you could just drop on by to the dealership today and do the prize training.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm here up there.
Probably gonna have to schedule that one, Blair.
Yeah, but I do have to cut it short, as I appreciate everybody's time today. I got to cut off the Q&A, but let's go ahead and talk about next week. I know you said. Or let's go and talk about your guys' next webinar coming up.
Yes. Audience, I want you to know we really appreciate you being here. You're going to be sent and survey. So please let us know what you thought of today's presentation. And, wow, she's cutting that off. Please let us know what you thought about today's presentation. It's very important that we find out. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next webinar, How to Automate Your PPC to Sell More Used Cars for Less Money. So the question is, do you want to sell more cars for less money? Of course you do. So Chris Burns and Stephen Iorardi of Drivematic are going to be here to help. They have been successfully assisting dealers with their online marketing and PPC for years. Now they're going to share how using automated marketing software can help you sell more used cars for less money. In this eye-opening one-hour webinar, attendees will learn the many benefits of using intelligent software and will gain valuable insight and new strategies that can help dealers sell more used cars very quickly. This presentation will also cover essential best practices and proven SEM strategies for use with the automation software that will supercharge your online marketing and bring quick and dramatic increases to your sales volume. If you're ready to learn how to automate your PPC to sell more used cars for less money, then this is the webinar you can't afford to miss. Don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. My name is Eliana Raggio. I'd love to hear from you, so track me down online. I'm on all the automotive social networks, or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care.